flying into the city, and as I landed and I looked at this city, why do any of us live everywhere else but here? This is a gorgeous town. It's my first visit to this place, and I just think it's incredible. Thank you for the introduction. My entire presentation will be about relationship management, public health, and health diplomacy. But in short, it is indeed relationship management. I have no disclosures. I have no financial interest in anything. And I tend to walk when I speak, as many professors do, so if you'll permit me to do so, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about public relations, since it's what I do, and you are all public health professionals. What public relations is not? Public relations is not spin, even though that's what you're going to hear with CNN and things like that, the public relations people expect. It's not lying. It's not dancing around the questions. It's not smoke and mirrors. All those days are gone. And I know that most of you already know that. I understand. But many public health, especially public health CEOs of that time, and I apologize for turning my back on the panel, but I'll move to the side as if I remember to do so. It's not just a way to help the organization look good. If you're depending on your public relations people only to help your particular organization look good, that means they're practicing a form of public relations that went out of style about 10 years ago. And if that's all you're getting out of them, you need to get more. Public relations, it used to be thought of as just the management of communication. That's it. And that's all you did. Those people were the people who managed the communication. That's true in part, but it's much more than that now. There's been a tsunami in the field, a real change over the last decade or so that public relations has really undergone a transformation. Increasingly, professionals see themselves as managers of relationships and not just communication. They've expanded the idea of what they do. Communication is really an important tool, but that in and of itself cannot sustain a relationship. And if you're depending only upon communication to maintain the relationships that you have in the public health field, all of the research in our field shows that it's not enough to do it, that there actually has to be more. There is a theory of relationship management that has been put forth by a gentleman by the name of John Lettingham, who works at Capital University in Ohio in 2003. He proposed that public relations establishes and maintains mutually beneficial relationships between an organization and its publics, on whom its success or failure depends. I noticed in public health, much of your literature talks about public relations audiences. We tend not to use that term. Because audiences are groups of people that you send messages to, but you don't hear from them back. We tend to think in terms of relationships in publics rather than audiences, because you develop a relationship with them and you actually hear back from them. And these sites, by the way, that I'll have on these slides are incomplete, but I can give you the full citations later if you want to see them. Some of the axioms of this particular theory are as follows. Relationships change over time. The continuation of relationships is dependent upon the degree to which expectations are met. I will come back to that, and that is important. Communication, again, is not the sole instrument of relationship building. An effective management of relationships supports mutual understanding and benefit. One of the key ideas about modern public relations practice is that last word that's underlined. That if there is not mutual benefit, then probably your public relations is not being practiced as well as it could be. If all you're doing to a public is just sending them messages, then probably that relationship needs to be managed more effectively. You in public health already know how much your field is dependent upon relationships. You heard it from our first presenter. I would venture to say that most of you in the organizations where you work, I would venture to say that most of you cannot do your jobs alone. That if your organization was dependent upon just itself, I would contend it would probably fail. You all know that. And these quotes up here, without question, collaborative efforts to improve public health are essential. Again, that's an incomplete site. Developing and maintaining partnerships are keys to success and the nation's overall public health readiness. Sorry for the additional quotation mark that shouldn't have been in that particular sentence. And collaborative efforts of sovereign nations are necessary to address trans-border challenges for those of you involved in global public health issues. You all know that you have to depend on other organizations and people to get your jobs done. And without them, you don't get the jobs done, I don't think, as well as you could. Now, is there a system for actually doing this? What I'm here to tell you is, yes. And I know many of you in public health are not familiar with this, but we have developed a system in public relations that allows you to manage relationships. Relationships can actually be measured. The scales were developed by researchers in the interpersonal communication field. We found that they apply to organization-public relationships, that you can actually measure those in the same way that you would measure a relationship between romantic couples, siblings, mothers and daughters. Now, no universal system has been adopted, but nearly every scale involves certain key dimensions, like trust, satisfaction, commitment. If it sounds as though that those are the kind of things that you measure in romantic relationships, you do. But they actually also apply to places like state health departments. State health departments and their various publics can be measured on precisely the same scales, for the most part, that are used to measure interpersonal relationships. Some of the maintenance strategies that you can use to do this. Maintenance strategies have been identified by the researchers over the last 10 years and involve such things as positivity, openness, assurance, networking, and again, you can think about interpersonal relationships. These are how these particular concepts have been operationalized for organization-public relationships. Positivity, anything the organization does to make the relationship more enjoyable. I'll let you read the rest of those. And I can assure you that some of these really do play out in organization-public relationships. I once worked with a very large state health department in the United States, measuring its relationships with its publics. And I went to each state health department head, the head of, the STD unit, the head of the tuberculosis unit, the stop smoking end. And I said, tell me about the relationships that you have with your health advocacy groups. The Cancer Society, the Lung Association, the Heart Association, and they all said, we love them, they're great, we have fantastic relationships, everything's wonderful, they love us. And then I went to the other side and I said, Cancer Society, Lung Association, what do you think about the State Health Department? They don't listen to us much. They kind of annoy us. We like them, but actually, they don't listen to us much. It's as if we don't matter. You see assurance? They fell down on that scale. The organization thought it had really good relationships with all of its publics. It didn't. It thought it did, but it didn't. So what? What difference does it make? Why would you bother measuring relationships? Now, this is the key for me in public relations, and this is what I try and convey to every audience that I speak with around the country. We increasingly are about outcomes. If we can't help you improve your outcomes, then we are no good to anybody and we should all close down. There was a day when public relations people would march into their CEO's offices with their posters and brochures and web copy and PSAs and say, look at all these messages we've created. Aren't we great? Look at this PSA. Look at this poster. Look at this. Isn't this beautiful stuff? Isn't it wonderful? Look, we got you on television. We got you on Channel 5. Hey, we got an interview. We are on CNN. Look, we got our message out there. To which a smart CEO should say, so, getting on TV and getting a message out there about public health, in and of itself, I contend, means nothing. You should just save the money and stop there. That's all you have to do. When organization public relationships are managed effectively, it has been linked to positive outcomes. Some of these outcomes include enhanced reputation, satisfaction, behavioral intent, and behavior. And for those of you in public health, that's the one right there you're really interested in most of the time. You're interested in someone doing something, going to get a prostate screening, something. If it has no impact on outcomes in public relations, and if you're not going to measure it, then my suggestion is to all of the CEOs of your state health departments or other organizations is to shut down the public relations unit and just save the money. If you're not going to measure it, it doesn't matter. In other words, what I'm saying is effectively managed relationships can lead to better results. Now, I'm going to talk just a few minutes very quickly about health diplomacy. I know that some of you are involved only domestically and not worldwide. But This is another research area interest of mine, and it has to do with relationships. Health diplomacy, the universal definition doesn't exist. It's a field in the making, according to a prominent author in the field. I think of health diplomacy as having two goals: improving health, forming mutually beneficial relationships with nations and peoples. It's important. It's horribly underutilized in this nation's foreign policy toolbox. This quote from Frist: an increasing number of diplomats, scholars, and elected officials have begun to realize that health deserves a prominent place on the international agenda. In short, I agree with that. I think it ties to this. Our image problem stinks. It's horrible. You know that our image around the world has declined, specifically over about the last 8 years. Now, if the election should turn, if Obama should win the election, the indications are some of that will improve. But understand that right now, the U.S. is generally less popular in Europe and Muslim countries than Germany, France, Japan, and China. We're fairly well down the list. I believe health diplomacy can help rebuild the U.S. image abroad while improving health. I also agreed with this other quote from Frist that said, at this moment in history, when respect for America and its values is at a low point, our nation could benefit from a positive response from health diplomacy more than ever. Now, here's a question that I use to tie this all together, whether you're talking about worldwide health efforts or health efforts domestically only. Novotny and Adams, these folks are big public health writers. I trust you've read things by them and seen things by them before. How can health create bridges between worlds? Especially the first phrase of that question, of that sentence. How can health create bridges between worlds by way of recognition of shared responsibilities for health development, shared disease risks, and similar issues in global health security? Well, we've been doing this for years. For about the last 10 to 15 years, that's what we've been doing. We've been working on how to build the bridges, maintain them, and then measure them to figure out whether they're really doing any good. We increasingly are a management function that establishes and maintains mutually beneficial relationships between an organization and the publics on whom its success or failure depends. Whether you're involved in managing public health collaborations, partnerships here in the U.S., or if you're involved in international efforts, this can actually help make your efforts more successful. I'd like to urge you to consider, if you will, managing the relationships you have. You know they're necessary, and you know that you have them. There are ways to actually manage them. And at the end, I'll be happy to take any questions, and if there's something that I can help you with after all the presentations are over and folks have left the room, I'm more than happy to do that as well. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm going to be one of those people cornering you afterwards. Next we have Dr. Jolly, Brenda Jolly, joined the faculty at the University of Southern Maine's Muskie School in November 2005 as an assistant research professor in health policy and management. In this role, she leads several statewide and national research and evaluation projects and teaches in the graduate program. Prior to her appointment at the university, Dr. Jolly was employed for several years at the Maine Center for Public Health, where she served as an evaluator and research associate. In this capacity, she participated in numerous statewide initiatives and provided evaluation consultation to local, state, and public health programs. She's a graduate of the University of South Florida's College of Public Health, where she received her master's and doctorate.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here today. Let me just load my